Welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you, reminding you if you have something to share. Boy, we like to hear those different stories coming from different locations in our area. Send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks to the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana, going on since 1951, many of the same events. We want to thank them for using The Good Stuff to get the word out about the Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, and we'll look forward to working with them again next year.
And Tri-State Livestock News, you know, of course, you can trust them about all things agriculture. That's right. Every publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. It's Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
Do you know what a Xerox subsidy is?
No, but does anybody know what a Xerox is anymore?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they might not
they may
know.
Not. Well, it's a euphemism for swiping free photocopies from one's workplace. These are some of those different things that you may not have thought about.
Yeah.
What an alpha geek is?
The first geek? The alpha?
The most knowledgeable, technically proficient person in an office or work group.
Well, that makes sense.
The alpha? Is the alpha geek. That's like the alpha male of a wolf pack or something.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you have to share?
Exactly. Aim so high, you'll never be bored. The greatest waste of our natural resources is the number of people who never achieve their potential. Get out of that slow lane. Shift into the fast lane. If you think you can't, you won't. If you think you can, there's a good chance you will. Even making the effort will make you feel like a new person. Reputations are made by searching for things that can't be done and doing them. Aim low, boring. Aim high, soaring. That came from the Wall Street Journal. A few years back, I would say.
I want to remind you about the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, open for business here in Cherry County, Nebraska. Well, the summer tourist season is upon us. Seems like May 1st hit and the streets were crowded, and it's just a fun place to be during the summer months here. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com or .org. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots going down the scenic Niobrara River or maybe Dark Skies International spot at Merritt Reservoir. Check it out. visitvalentine.com. Have you ever heard of Baxter Black?
Of course I have.
Dumb question. But
well, no, there's people that maybe haven't. He's a cowboy poet of nature.
Late this last week, we had a really good 2-inch rain here in north central Nebraska and parts of our area. So we're very thankful for that. And this is called Hanging On, Hoping and Praying for Rain by Baxter Black.
Okay.
There's a fingernail moon hanging low in the sky. The crickets make small talk as he passes by. As the gentlest breeze stirs what's left of his hair, he spits and he sniffs it, but no moisture there. He stares at the field and remembers the year these same 80 acres paid the loan free and clear. But these last 30 days have scared him to death, the dirt so dry as a horny toad's breath. He called up his banker after supper tonight. They talked for an hour, and he's sure getting tight. Old Thelma had kissed him and went on to bed, so he took a walk, thought he might clear his head. The doctor has told him he has to slow down, sell out the home place, and move into town. Move into town? What the heck would he do? He shook off the thought and took a fresh chew. A bachelor cloud, thin as fog on a mirror, crossed over the moon and then disappeared. He sniffs at the air that's still dry as a bone and takes one more look at the seeds that he's sown. He'll be back tomorrow if something don't change, just hanging on, hoping and praying for rain. And we are certainly thankful for our rain that we had here in this area. Hopefully some of our other listening areas are getting some as well. That was by Baxter Black today.
Well, and I just happened to find this. For the morning's assignment, the school teacher told the class to write an account of their favorite baseball game. All the students got busy except for one little boy who just sat there, not writing a word. The teacher gave him a few extra minutes, and just before time ran out, the boy suddenly brightened, sat up, scrawled a sentence, and handed it to the teacher with a sly smile. Rain / no game. Rained Out is the name of that little piece.
It is baseball season as well, isn't it?
That's true. And you get all that rain. Games are going to be rained out. Here's one from Joseph Campbell. No one in the world was ever you before, with your particular gifts and abilities and possibilities. It is a shame to waste those by doing what someone else has done.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.